May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for October 9th, 2021. And today I'll be summing up the global crisis with three blog compendiums on both the systemic problem and holistic solutions with promising potential. So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media, stay tuned. But first, Cosmic Weather Report. Some of us are sensitive to barometric shifts in the weather, like before a storm blows in, and others are sensitive to psychometric shifts in the quantum field of cosmic astrological weather. And the good news is that tonight, as I speak, the moon is conjunct Venus in Sagittarius for some nice philosophical lovemaking going on there. And this moon-sensitized love is in a strong sextile with Saturn in Aquarius, so this is a good time. You get congruent with the first principles of natural cosmic law governing the quantum age of Aquarius. Now, these principles frame the constitution of the quantum source field. And this quantum source field is the instant everywhere fractal fabric that weaves the natural order of the holographic universe. So this constitution I'm referring to in the energy fields within fields is represented by holographic torus fields. For those who are familiar with torus fields, there are torus fields around the Earth. There's torus fields like the auric field around the human body. There's torus fields within fields on all levels, from atomic to galactic. The brain field is a torus field. It's a holodeck, you might say, a holographic field, holodeck between your ears. It's actually a torus field transceiver that connects with the source field through effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about ESP when you've got it, but I digress. As I explained in my last Cosmic Love show, long-term astrology has clear indications that planetary civilization is right now going through a massive restructuring, and we're all getting squeezed with tremendous pressure, like a baby going through the birth canal. All that pressure is causing a kind of mass psychosis, which is like the Stockholm Syndrome, where victims of abuse bond to the perpetrators. And in this case, the abuse is incessant media programming of fear porn that depresses mental discernment and panics people into lining up to be injected with the toxic cocktail of synthetic nanoparticles, spike proteins, and genetic altering stuff that has infected billions and killed millions worldwide. About half the U.S. population has awakened to the mass deception of vaccine side effects called, quote, virus variants. And the lamestream media narrative of safe and effective vaccines is disintegrating, at least for this half of the public. But that's just one of the big stresses we're experiencing. I mean, have you noticed the slow motion controlled demolition of small business, the supply chain, and the economy in general? There's something seriously wrong with this picture, folks, unless you understand the big picture. You might say the cause behind the cause of an entire world in transformation, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, and how what we're seeing are symptoms of this transformation. So the global crisis is thus a holistic health crisis that compels holistic health solutions. As a metaphysician, that's my job. I mean, this is a live show, but if you're listening to the replay podcast, you can pull up the show notes in a separate window on your computer and pause my commentary on the three compendiums when you want to watch a video or read an article I'll be referring to. So enjoy the show today. First compendium I'm going into, which just published the other day, It's called Navigating the Global Crisis. That's a brief update for white hats on this list with the video of the year. And I'm really emphasizing, if you do nothing else, is watch this video, folks. This is really the big picture overview that I've been cussing and discussing for the last 18 months with this whole plandemic, scamdemic, whatever, you know. So many thanks to people on the lists, you know, for their feedback. The list, you know, they're on my email list. If you're not on my email list, you can always send an email to Cosmic Love. That's one word, Cosmic Love at MCN.net. And I'll put you on the list. You can always leave the list when you want. But for those who've been on my list, who have read my previous compendium before this one, this compendium on the global crisis, I've added several of your videos. Now, thanks to your feedback, and several videos and articles to the October 3rd original, which is the second compendium I'll be going into, or you, if you're reading along now, and you're listening to the replay podcast, you can click on the link I provide at October 3rd original, and you can do that overview now if you want. Again, this is a kind of a customized, for people on the podcast, I'm doing this live, but for people on the replay podcast, you can have a customized multimedia show. And you follow along, and I'll be, you know, speaking between the lines of my, you know, of my compendiums. I'll be going into, you know, more depth and emphasizing, highlighting different things, and giving some more, you know, comprehensive, you know, backstory on some of these videos and articles I'm referring to. Excuse me, I've had more than 5,000 people on my list, my radio list for more than 5 years, but a relative few are I call them initiates who process most of the content. Those few comprise a mastermind alliance, wisdom of the crowd. So, some of you are familiar with the concept of mastermind alliance. It was pioneered, I think, going way back into the personal self-growth movement. The Science of Success by Napoleon Hill. And this concept of a mastermind alliance is getting a lot more credibility with this understanding of wisdom of the crowd or wisdom of the cloud, collective conscience, and how to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. I've referred to this on multiple shows. It's a very a key concept at this point of global transformation, of how you empower wisdom with cosmic universal love. So common sense is rather uncommon in the world right now, our extremely polarized world, and that's why there's nothing more valuable for the family of mankind right now than a common vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the crowd. Now, local and global networks of quote-unquote us, united sovereigns of Earth, and they sometimes refer to them as global netizens who are networking for net reality, social conscience, and our ubiquitous global social networks. So as most initiates on this list have witnessed, you know, the initiates, again, being those who process most of these compendiums that I've been sending out, you know, for years, there are what are called black hats who utilized mainstream media for predictive modeling of a dystopian future where you'll own nothing and be happy. Now, that's a quote, you'll own nothing and be happy, by Klaus Schwab, you know, the guy from the World Economic Forum that looks like a sinister dude out of some B-movie. But this concept of you'll own nothing and be happy is the siren song of monopoly capitalism, inclusion with Chinese communism, ruled by a technocratic elite through a deep state of fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. I love the quote by Mark Twain in this regard when he says, It's easier to fool the people than to convince them that they have been fooled. So this is the subject of a video that I have embedded here. I've just added that to this video today, just came across my desk, thanks to one of the contributors, one of the initiates on the list, who sent this to me. It's called, it was just published here August 24th from the website 2030unmasked.com. It's called, again, 2030 Unmasked, and I refer to it as Video of the Year. It's that important. This is, if you're not going to watch anything else, any other video in this presentation today, which I'll get into several videos that I think are really excellent, but this is so far the most important, I think, I refer to as Video of the Year. And for those who are preparing for what's coming after the COVID-19, culling of the population. Now, here's an excerpt at about 15 minutes from this video. Quote, the cull, and we're talking about, eliminating population. The cull has been, in fact, going on for decades and is the slow poisoning of the human species. Through poisons, pesticides, aerosol sprays, as in chemtrails, injected toxins, as in vaccines, subsidized food additives, and more. Quote, that's unquote. And more is referring to like fluoride, GMOs, 5G, all kinds of things that are poisoning the biological terrain of humanity. And I'll be talking about that throughout the show, because why they're doing this, why they've been poisoning them, and how long that agenda has been going on, I've got other information to reinforce, but this video, and this is the major documentary that I highly recommend that you spend this evening, some evening, the next several evenings, and watch this, because this is the one that you want to send to your friends and relatives who I've been wondering what you've been talking about and why you're so adamant and what you believe. And if you can get them to watch this, they'll be on the same page. And I guarantee it. This is a definitive overview, documentary revealing the connection between COVID-19, masks, vaccines, the banking system, and the Great Reset of the New World Order Agenda 2030, et cetera. Now, this video, following this video in the blog compendium is an article. It's a video. I just have the title, Poisoning for Profit and Population Reduction. I mean, people, they won't be able to, a lot of people won't be able to wrap their head around the idea of that this is a really sinister population reduction agenda. How long they've been at it and what this is all about. If they watch this video, it's called the Rockefeller Covenant. It surfaced in 2002. It was allegedly written by John D. Rockefeller in the late 1800s. And it sounds very much like a knockoff of the protocols. Now, some of those more mature listeners on the show will know what I'm referring to, the protocols. And the protocols is a Luciferian satanic agenda that has been documented. Many people have referred to this in the, so to speak, conspiracy movement, that there is a dark agenda, dark side of the force. And with a quarter of this document that this video goes into, and this is a spooky video. I mean, I'm giving a warning here. It's like evil unmasked. But there, if they can't wrap their head around the idea that there's evil in the world, and this goes all the way back, and that the Rockefeller and the foundation and their eugenics agenda that the Rockefellers have sponsored going back to the time of Hitler, if they don't understand that, they're never going to be able to wrap their head around how our whole healthcare system has been co-opted and what's really going on now. So like I say, put the whole armor of God on, when you listen to this, but it's very intense, spooky. I mean, this is, you could play this on the speakers that you put in your pumpkin on Halloween and creep out, you know, the kids in the neighborhood if you wanted to. But it's not appropriate for children. I mean, that's a bad joke. But, I mean, a quarter of this document specifically is focused on the techniques of poisoning the world citizen, people of the world. And the word poison is mentioned 12 times, and approximately 15 of the passages are directly related to the types and techniques of human poisoning. And so, again, warning, this is evil en masse. And so that's, I would not say this is anywhere near video of the month or even the day, but it is a video that I only recommend it for mature initiates on the list to know about the protocols, know about the dark side of the force, and this kind of sums it up. I mean, the evil empire, you might say, that exists and is behind the scenes. I think their time is short. Their fear, wrath is great, and this is their last gasp effort. Part of the big drama playing out, you know, as the Aquarian dispensation is being initiated, and the light of Aquarius is surging, and the dark side is purging. And that's really what is purging. This is being exposed. It's being purged. Once people know better, they'll do better. They'll have more resolve to basically get it up with more light and love, easier and faster. So the keynote here is that I realize that a mind full of fear has no room for its own thoughts. Fear is the virus. The virus is the fear. Now, both of these two videos, I've talked about the video of the month, 2030 Unmasked, and this poisoning for profit and population reduction, and this Rockefeller covenant, both of them are kind of keynote into, you know, this thing of fear is the dark side of the force. Fear is the virus. Virus is just a tool. Now, without going too much into the dark side, there's also the light side, and there are white hats. You know, I refer to them as initiates, who champion the Aquarian destiny of America. And this is an anagram. If you take the letters of America and scramble them as an anagram, it comes out to be, this is a code word for the I am race worldwide. The I am race, you know, like I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, God loves, source, I am race. So this represents, this is the light side of the force that represents a new common sense, global common sense of unity and diversity. You know, and this is the force of, you know, we are one. This is the light side of the force, the connection with the power of the one, the law of the one, with a high state of global wisdom of the crowd that naturally neutralizes deep state, duh, as in D-U-H, dense, unconscious, and heartless, as causes divisive public deception and debilitating public dis-ease. So the dis-ease causes dis-ease. It's called the nocebo effect. Now, the placebo effect is if people believe, take a sugar pill, and they believe they're going to get healthy, they do. But if, you know, the nocebo effect is that they take a sugar pill, you know, a nocebo, and they're told that they're going to get sick and that it's, you know, it's like a chemo agent or whatever. I mean, even though it's just a sugar pill, 30% of the people in one study, and this is in the video I referred to above, you know, video of the month, explains that, you know, in a nocebo, if people believe, you know, they're going to get sick. They do. 30% of them, their hair falls out if they believe it's a chemo. And there's been studies that have done this, even if it's just a sugar pill. So there's positive BS belief system, and there's negative BS belief system. And, you know, the power of positive thinking is when we kind of get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. You know, it's a free will universe. And if your free will goes to the light side, you get more light and love easier and faster. If it goes to the dark side, well, not so much light. You know, you just more, you know, you, if you stare into the abyss for too long, you know, the abyss will stare back. You know, that's why give a warning on that, that the video I referred to above about poisoning for profit and population reduction. I don't recommend that for anyone except, you know, mature sons and daughters of God, you know, who basically put on the armor of God before they listen to it. And they know themselves in the image and likeness of God first, and then they know the enemy, which is the dark side of the force. If you're going to, like I say, if you're going to stare into the abyss for too long, you know, the abyss starts to stare back, and it's unnerving to say the least. So enough of that. My point is that fear, uncertainty, and doubt, FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, you know, like FUD, duh. FUD depresses a healthy immune system, you know, natural immunity. Natural immunity is, you know, a healthy immune system. You know, they never talk about on television and in the lamestream media. They don't ever talk about building the immune system. They always talk about, you know, if you got symptoms of disease, treat them, because it's the disease care system. Again, the video of the month above, or video of the year above, goes into this understanding in detail. It's really important. But, you know, if you're just listen to the lamestream media, all the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, it depresses a healthy immune system, natural immunity. But all that FUD and duh, dense, unconscious, and heartless, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, is effectively neutralized by fearless faith in Aquarius's first principle, you know, the prime directive, that love is forgiving. And again, the higher the understanding of love, the greater the results. So cosmic love, universal law language, cosmic law language, you know, the love frame of reference for the constitution of natural cosmic law, universal law language. Love is, that love is forgiving, you know, 70 times 7. Love is forgiving. Empowering wisdom with a whole, healthy, holy spirit of cooperative telecommunity, telecommunications, teleconscience, co-creation. So again, this universal TLC interface for global interactive love and action. You know, the Holy Spirit of love and action, TLC in action. With this TLC, you know, again, the higher the concept of TLC, the higher the concept of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. And we're talking about full spectrum telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, you know, the TLC connection, a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction. Now, again, in the content, you know, on this first compendium, at this point, you know, if you're following along, you know, and of course, we're talking about in a replay situation with a podcast, you can click on the links I provide to go in. If you're not familiar with the concepts of the prime directive, you can click on it. If you're not familiar with the concept of the universal TLC interface for mass-to-mass communication on a real-time basis, you can click on that universal TLC interface link. So predictive modeling, I mean, you've got predictive modeling you've got predictive modeling of the dark side of the force, and you've got predictive modeling of a positive future. And predictive modeling of this, of the optimal Aquarian timeline, is the work of the A-Team, you know, the Ascended Adept Alliance. And the Adept I'm referring to is like Ascended Masters, cosmic beings, you know, higher vibrational beings who have ascended from this dense octave, and they're like our elderly brothers and sisters who are ascended and, you know, basically are stepping through the veil. They're matching their frequencies with our own to overshine and inspire us with the creative ascent process. Now, that's, again, hyperlinked in the content. The creative ascent process, the CAP, creative ascent process, the capstone, CAP capstone, as the 5D plus, you know, 5D 60, 5D plus prime directive and soul intent of our mastermind alliance. So a mind full of God, love, source, I am, has no room for false evidence appearing real. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so, that's kind of the summary of the this first compendium. So going to the compendium I referred to, you know, that I've added some videos and articles to, is this compendium that I published back on October 3rd. And again, thanks to mature initiates, I refer to them, who want to know what's really going on with medical martial law mandates, the tyranny and pharmacide. I'm going into that, plus a commentary on the plandemic in general. As I mentioned on October 3rd, this commentary is a work in process. I mentioned back then that I'll wait for feedback contributions from this Mastermind Alliance of Initiates before finalizing the Mastermind results for our conscientious common sense. Now, as I mentioned on the update previously, which is kind of like an introduction to this piece, and I referred back to it, I received several videos and articles that I added to this compendium, thanks to, you know, again, people on the list, you know, who have understand that this is what I do with my publishing, with my radio show. You know, I'm vetting hundreds of videos and articles during the week, during the month, and I find the best ones, and then I publish them in these blog compendiums, and then I have a radio show on it after. After I published these videos and articles in these compendiums, the next 3 days, you know, people that are familiar with how I published and what I'm doing, which is kind of a unique multimedia show, the people who are aware of what I'm doing, they realize that I get feedback when I publish these compendiums, and then I add that, the ones that fit well, that really, you know, quality material, I add to the original compendiums, and then a few days later, usually I'm finish up with that and go on to another compendium. So the point is that the mastermind results of these compendiums, as a function of people sharing videos and articles, it provides, you might say, a higher level of conscientious common sense of the mastermind, you know, for people involved with this process. And then in the archives, you know, I've got, how many have I got? 40 this year, 50 compendiums that have hundreds of videos and articles that are very timely. It's like a historical window, like a time capsule of what's going on. And I've been doing this now for the last, 6 years? I'm hoping that, you know, another 10 years or so, my grandkids will really appreciate what Grandpa Cricky's was doing. Hopefully I'm still alive back then, but, you know, who knows? But in the meantime, there's a new common sense emerging. I love the words, writings of Thomas Paine, who wrote the definitive work called Common Sense, which sparked the American Revolution. And he said, as Thomas Paine said, quote, "We have it in our power to begin the world over again." Well, as I've referred to in astrology numerous times, this is what's going on in our world right now. Pluto has gone all the way around, in its orbit. Since it's an outer planet, its orbit before it comes all the way around to where it was before, it takes about 60 years. Anyway, it's where it was during the Revolutionary War. This is kind of, you know, powerful transformative influence of Pluto. People that are into astrology know what I'm referring to. People who are not, you know, well, not so much. This probably all seems kind of weird and abstract, but again, I deal with quantum field phenomena, you know, like the principle of homeopathy. You know, 100 years ago, homeopathy emerged and it was extremely effective. It was been suppressed by allopathic drug-based medicine, you know, the Rockefellers. But homeopathy is based on energy principles, subtle energy principles that deals with our bioenergetic terrain. In the biological terrain, there's the biology, and then there's the bioenergy. And the principle of quantum physics, quantum science, works with homeopathy just as it does with astrology, the quantum fields within fields, these Taurus fields I referred to earlier. So seize the vision of Aquarian love, cosmic love, universal love, Aquarian love, and how it's the key to our all-united net reality, you know, for global netizens, for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So this compendium that I'm going to go into now, which is pretty intense too, it was put together, basically just finished up the last several days as initiates contributed different videos and articles, and there was several really good ones that I added to this compendium. So I'm going to go into it now. Thanks for your patience. This is really kind of the, you know, if you're going to be navigating what's going on with the global crisis, and we are definitely in a global crisis right now. It's, you know, the cognitive dissonance and the fear, doubt, the fud and duh, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, dense, unconscious, and heartless energy is going around. It's so thick you can almost cut it with a knife. So right at the beginning of this compendium, I say, skip to the bottom for an inspirational message from Archangel Michael. And again, I recommend that you do that and listen to the Archangel Michael and put on the whole armor of God, so to speak. Put on that blue flame, you know, power, you know, because it's that blue frequency, you know, that first ray of the seven rays, the pure intention. It's that pure intention of God's will that focuses attention with love, God retention for, you know, conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. You know, I know that's a mouthful, but, you know, it's kind of my cosmic crap. You know, pure intention focuses attention with love, retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. Anyway, the first article after you put on the whole armor of God is Vaccine Death Report. Now, this is pretty heavy. That's why I said, you know, put on your the armor of God first, because this was published October 1st from a website called Stop World Control, and this is a really good article by some world leaders who are warning humanity. These are leading voices of science, healthcare, law, and journalism who are speaking out. Listen to these heroes who risk everything to inform you what is truly happening in the world and what you can do. Really good article. I mean, that's, you know, this is a standalone, one of the best articles. It's pretty intense. Vaccine death report. You know, there's millions of people dying. It's like, if you want to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, you know, some of the most brilliant people in the world who are speaking out on this, risking everything. I recommend watching that report, a video there. So this next article, this is another intense one, folks. The caption is Millions Dead and Dying Worldwide. This is September 24th by Dr. Zelenko. Back in early August 2021, you know, just last couple months ago, Dr. Zelenko testified before an Israeli rabbinical court that the majority of those vaccinated, which is about 80% of the Israeli population, will likely be dead within 3 years. Now, the uncut video of Dr. Zelenko's testimony was over 2 hours long. This one is edited down to the most riveting 23 minutes. This is a must-see also. And again, the thought of this, that's even possible, that could happen. I don't mean to, you know, that's what Dr. Zelenko's saying. And whether he testified, I think probably what he did, he probably did a Zoom meeting with this Israeli rabbinical court, which was recorded, and then he edited. This was edited down to 23 minutes, you know, from about over 2 hours. But this is pretty intense stuff, folks. There's a million dead and dying worldwide, and you know, pray for your loved ones. And for those who are spiritually connected with God, because I think that's, you know, the placebo effect. Even if you've had a vaccine, you're going to have to think positive. You're going to have to think really positive. You can't be thinking nocebo, you know, curse, negative effects. You're going to have to be thinking positive if you've been vaccinated. And that's how you're going to, you know, basically keep on top of it. You know, keep a high vibration, high frequency. And basically, to the extent that you position yourself with the higher frequencies of, you know, what do you call it, ascended masters or angels or God or whatever, to that extent, you know, the angelic forces will overshine you and bless, seal, and protect you. So, you know, keep that in mind as you watch this, whether you are vaccinated or not. There's millions dead and dying worldwide. So, the next article here is the Supreme Court has ruled that those injected with the new mRNA gene therapy are no longer human, but are legally patented transhuman property with no rights. Now, this is the legalese dimension of what's going on, that they can actually inject stuff into your body that changes your body so you're no longer, so to speak, human, so they can, so to speak, say that you are actually owned by these patented things that they've injected into you, that since you're no longer human, you fall into a different category of law, and they can play this legal game that you have no rights under the law, so to speak. Of course, this is crazy, fork-tongued, two-faced, serpentine logic stuff that they're throwing at us. So this is a video from September 28th, you know, just a few weeks ago. It's just a 3-minute BitChute video explaining how the Supreme Court ruling has ruled that the vaccinated subjects are not classified as human, but are transhuman with no human rights. This applies worldwide and explains what they've been scheming all along. Now, I say here with like a warning, expletives in this video, this short 3-minute, are not deleted. The guy gets a little carried away, you know. I can understand, you know, going into this and not just discussing, but cussing what's going on, because it's like freaking crazy. But this is the dark side of the force. You might say, making its last move. You know, their time is short, fear is great, and they're acting out in crazy ways. So this next video, the news is America's new religion, and we're in a religious war. Now, this is really an interesting video, and it gets into, the whole TV culture that we've seen, stuff that's going on, and how they're basically, you know, it is, people believe religiously what they've been programmed to believe. You know, their BS belief system, you know, those who are familiar with the book, The People of the Lie by Dr. Scott Peck, you know, people believe the lie and their damnation is just, so to speak. You know, they, believing it so makes it so. And it's like a kind of a curse on the, you know, the higher consciousness of individuals and civilization in general. But, you know, how the media is used to take people down so they can be controlled, how to divide and conquer and keep people from rising up into a, you know, the unified field, unity consciousness, you know, one for all for one. That is inverted, subverted, and perverted on TV all the time, and how they do that and the whole agenda there. Some will find that really interesting. So basically what's going on, we're in the middle of the biggest and most effective propaganda war on TV and in the media, you know, we've seen it in the history of the world. And the intent is to make us helpless, docile, and obedient, to create a global surveillance and control system. The whole intent and agenda is population control. So BS as a belief system is incessantly programmed in lamestream media. And like And like Pavlovian conditioning, we're repeatedly shocked, our minds are shocked with panic porn so as to embed the big lie that vaccines are safe and effective. They repeat this over and over. And people just can't believe it's not true because everyone is saying it all the time. You know, vaccines are safe and effective. So that BS e-veil, the energy veil, it's like the veil, the enlightenment veil is the evil that is thinning because the power of wisdom with love is winning. So the veil is thinning and power of wisdom with love, cosmic love, universal love, Aquarian love is winning. It's hard to see that right now. It's like we're darkest before the dawn, So think about it. If a safe and inexpensive cure for COVID is available, there's no reason for vaccines. That's why we see ivermectin demonized while vaccines are eulogized. So the pharmaceutical god of drug and disease profiteering wants you so sick and tired of being sick and tired that you're too sick and tired for noncompliance. I mean, you just get along by going along like good sheeple. That's their agenda. You know, this Pavlovian conditioning, you know, with the incessant fear mongering, you know, the fear porn is just like incessant. And when that happens, you know, people's minds kind of close down and they don't think rationally. They just get along by going along. So the collusion of big pharma and big media with their captured agencies, you know, the CDC, the FDA, FTC, WHO, et cetera, is well known for suppressing ivermectin, causing the deaths of millions. This is a crime against humanity. And if you don't believe that, watch this video, which is really will blow the mind of many people. The real story of ivermectin, this is one of those most powerful videos. One of the top videos of the year, because if people watched this and understood this, they would be done with the whole pandemic insanity. They would know what the agenda is, what they're doing and why they're doing, because it explains it. I mean, this video, it's not that long. What is it? It's not that long, and it basically explains how this proven safe and effective and cheap cure is available. I mean, since it's been available, the vaccine drug pushers have no excuse for vaccine mandates and the tyranny two-step to vax passports and the Orwellian social credit system. I mean, tyranny is indefensible. When you see this video, you can just see, basically it just unveils the big lie, exposes the big lie for what it is. Now, this is followed by another article in this compendium blog called Catherine Austin Fitz Unravels the Reason for the COVID Agenda. Now, this is the real reason. You know, so you go to different levels of the surface reason. You know, they say it's a virus. Well, it's not the virus. It's not about your health. It's all about the money. I mean, and it's under the guise of, this is a quote from Catherine Austin Fitz. She says, under the guise of COVID-19, the bankers have decided that they no longer want to share power with the electorate, the people's representatives. The central banks have decided essentially to take over. How they're taking over is explained. How they've taken over, the banksters have taken over. They've overridden elected representatives. And how they've done that, and the fact that they've done that, and what they're doing, which proves that they've done that, is explained in this video. And this is from September 28th. What is that? A couple weeks ago. So without the pre-COVID checks and balances, before the COVID thing, where there was checks and balances, the foxes, the banksters, are in the hen house, the treasury. They've taken over. And the full implications of this are well explained by Catherine. Now, some people understand that what's really going on is the banking system is being imploded. It's like controlled demolition. They're taking it down. They got a whole new quantum financial system, but this is kind of like all diversionary tactic, theater, what we see going on right now in the world, because behind the scenes, they got a whole new system coming on, a quantum financial system. That's what we're being told from the, you might say, the Q movement folks, and a lot of coded messages of what's really going on. That's my understanding. So the full implications of all this are explained by Catherine Fitz in this video. And in the first 10 to 35 minutes of this video, she makes it obvious what the plandemic is really about, you know, from the viruses to the vaccines, from vaccines to vaccine passports, from vaccine passports to digital passports, to digital currency and to a social credit system with a totalitarian tyranny that Catherine calls the slave system. You know, the AI matrix cyborgs who are connected and unconsciously programmed and controlled and by the privatized, you know, the patent-owned, because they're injected with this patented stuff that makes them, that privatizes people so that they're virtually owned, according to their perverse legal, you know, understanding. They're owned by these plutocrats who are running the technocracy, you know, the banksters. So a slave is he who cannot speak his thoughts. And we don't think of ourselves as slaves, but how many people can speak up about this unspeakable stuff that's going on? Not many. Not many people are exposing that all these virus variants they're talking about, it's all made up stuff, that it's all really side effects, a cover story for the side effects from the vaccinations. How many people are explaining that? No one on in the mainstream media. So a sovereign versus a slave, a sovereign can think, speak, and act freely. You know, that's what, you know, the constitutional government was, concept of, you know, we're sovereign citizens, you know, and have freedom of speech, assembly, petition, you know, religion, you know, have these freedoms. So Dr. Joseph Mercola is really coming out and exposing what's been going on. He has this article, Wake Up, COVID is World War III. This is just from October 5th, you know what, 4 days ago. And he says, we have taken, and this is a video where he says, we have taken our freedoms for granted. I think it's an article. It may be a video, but anyway, you can check that out. It says, we have taken our freedom for granted, never imagining we would experience a serious threat to autonomy and freedom of thought, speech, and assembly. Yet just like the Third Reich, tyranny is being disguised as safety. So let's stop this now. Stop it before this a cleansing program campaigns begin by way of the CDC, the COVID death cult. So for a brutal, brutally shocking summary of pathological, pharmacidal, plandemic policies, put on the whole armor of God, love, truth, and watch this following video. This is from September 30th, by Dr. Christian Northrup, a short but powerful multimedia summary. And this is one of those really powerful expose videos that, you know, it's good to have this in your toolkit when you have people questioning what you're talking about. If you can get them to watch this is one of those videos that kind of lays it all out in very kind of shocking, brutal truth-telling. And this is Dr. Northrup giving a stage presentation with you know, multimedia show. And it's a very powerful multimedia summary of the big picture, what's going on. You know, the big picture is what people need right now. So there's another video here from Forbidden TV. It's called Critically Thinking with Dr. Carrie Madej and Dr. Christine Northrup, where the tentacle organisms are identified that's in these vaccines. And this is another kind of spooky one. Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Christine Northrup joined Dr. Larry Pilevsky on Critical Thinking. It's a show called Critically Thinking to discuss the scary things that Dr. Madej observed in two separate vials of the vaccination gene therapy that that should not be there. You know, freaky stuff that, anyway, you can watch that if you want. I know you can only handle so much freaky stuff. I can't handle, I'd rather watch most of the positive stuff than some of the freaky stuff, but, you know, try to keep it positive. And in that regard, there's a really great, positive, funny video, great satire by my favorite comedian, Awaken with JP, why life jackets should be mandatory. I was going to say why vaccines should be mandatory, but he's using the metaphor of why life jackets should be mandatory. It's hilarious. So this is all a preface to my commentary on the big picture. Again, this big picture overview, I probably have to date this year, this compendium today, this blog, the videos and articles, and in this summary here is the best summary I've given so far on the big picture. So my apologies to any healthcare workers who may have taken offense at my rather critical letters I've published here this summer. My life has been saved by skilled surgeons on multiple occasions. These doctors will always be my heroes, but bad medicine called good will always be the villain, in my opinion. As a naturopath who developed 4 holistic health centers over the last 40 years, I've developed my own bias in believing that a public health care system which profits from disease, today's corporate privatized health care system, will always put stockholders before the public when profits are at stake. Stockholders first is corporate law, not constitutional law of by and for the people. And the corporatocracy has been running amok since the Supreme Court gave corporations personhood rights in a 2010 Supreme Court ruling called Citizens United. And I have a link on that if you want to go there. But I digress. While there's no profit in preventing disease for the medical industrial complex, there's huge profit in creating and treating disease with drugs and vaccines that have side effects, treated with more drugs with more side effects, until many seniors are walking pharmacies with a toxic biological terrain as a prior condition. These are usually the first ones to die from flu vaccines. Same with the new COVID mRNA vaccines and gene therapies, which are experimental, no long-term studies. They both have toxic ingredients that weaken the immune system. So this is the issue, folks. And if your immune system is already weak, another toxic whack from a vaccine can make you sick enough to die. Now, the big lie that the unvaccinated are causing the pandemic has been thoroughly debunked by reports from Israel, the UK, and America that hospitals are filling with the double vaccinated. A 1-2 punch to the immune system. A booster shot will be the knockout jab for many. Big media is suppressing the true story of what's in these new shots that are killing millions, as I've reported previously. I provide a link if you want to go to articles that explain, you know, how, you know, in fact, there are millions of people dying worldwide. They're being covered up by the mainstream media. This is well documented by independent media, but the big media won't bite the big pharma hand that feeds it. They're making too much money to stop. So the healthcare system has been transformed very quickly since COVID arrived. And a year ago, we were cheering our frontline healthcare workers, but now we see hospitals firing workers and corporations firing employees if they don't take the jab. We've come from voluntary vaccines because it was always a choice to coercion policies of no jab, no job, or no jab, no service at an eatery or supermarket as in France. So whether you believe the new experimental mRNA injection is safe and effective or not, what we are seeing now is coercive tyranny, not consent of the governed. Now, you can read the rest of this article that I've got published here called Healthcare System in Urgent Crisis. I'm going to have to do a wrap. I'm getting at the end of my time. I want to thank you for listening today. Hopefully you learned something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.